towards this man, and he was an angel
who was sent by God. That's Hebrews 13:2.
All right. Oh, praise God.
Now, many times I believe we have entertained angels, and sometimes I've even said, you know, when I've been in a strange situation, and sometimes I've helped people on the street. And after I helped them, maybe I gave them some money or bought them some food or I did something of a kind gesture, and I left, and I questioned myself. I said, I wonder if God was testing me to see if I would be compassionate toward this person. Maybe that was just an angel. And I'm sure some of our listeners and friends and power partners have had those situations where you said, boy, I wonder if that was really a man or a woman, or I wonder if that was an angel. Mm-hmm. I wonder if I was being tested here.
Mm-hmm. Well, here.
Could be.
Yeah. In Judges 13:17, we see a confrontation again between Manoah's wife, who had not been able to bear any children. And we see here the angel of the Lord appears to Manoah's wife, and this is Judges 13. And this is at a time in Israel's history where there were no prophets, and everybody was doing their own thing. And so the judges came to judge Israel. And here is the angel of the Lord that came to Manoah's wife to announce Samson's birth. And he appeared to the wife once and twice. And Manoah says, "Oh Lord, please let the man of God whom thou hast sent come to us again, that he may teach us to do for the boy who is to be born." And Manoah, I believe, was a little jealous, because twice the angel of the Lord appeared to his wife but didn't appear to him. But then the Lord said, "Okay, Manoah, I'll send him to you."
Now,
so
you know, being a woman, every time we come to this portion of Scripture, you enjoy this far too much, brother.
That's right.
That the Lord came to the wife first before the man.
Yes, and twice. And then the third time, the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, in the 15th verse, let's start. Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, "Please let us detain you so that we may prepare a kid for you." And the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, "Though you detain me, I will not eat your food, but if you prepare a burnt offering, then offer it to the Lord." For Manoah did not know that he was the angel of the Lord. Now this is Jesus. This is truly Jesus come in this form. And you say, why is that? And we're going to come to that right now. And Manoah said to the angel of the Lord. Now, this is interesting. Jesus said, "I don't want your food." It's almost like the New Testament when he was talking to that woman at the well. He says, "I have food that you do not know of." And they thought that somebody had given him food, but he was talking about that heavenly food of doing the will of the Father. And here he says, "Give an offering." And that's why, Darren, so many times we encourage people that have things coming down on them, give an offering. Give an offering to the Lord. Because every time we see here when something magnificent happens, they said, offer a burnt offering to God.
Okay, now we can say, and let's break the word down. It's offer, give an offering. You're making an offer back, and that offer gives God permission to operate here in our dimension.
Praise God. That's wonderful.
See, because he is going to respond. As long as the earth remains, there will be seed time, or we could say offering time and harvest.
Yes.
So here, this the story of Samson, because Samson is going to be anointed with Holy Spirit.
Oh, he is. He is.
So Jesus is precluding that happening in the natural here by this announcement to Manoah's wife.
Yes. And now to Manoah. And Manoah says to the angel of the Lord, "What is your name, so that when your words come to pass, we may honor you?" Now, he knew this was an authority sent from God, because he says, "When your words come to pass." He didn't say, like so many of us, "And I have had to really watch my word, if that happens." We need to say when that happens. And Darren, you've been so good in correcting me when I say if, and Darren says, "What?" And I say, "Oh, when that happens." Because if you're expecting something in the Spirit, something that's going to happen to you that you've been praying for years, you do not say if. You say, "When that happens, Lord." And this is exactly what Manoah says here in the 17th verse of the 13th chapter of Judges. "When your words come to pass, we want to honor you." But the angel of the Lord said to him, ooh, I love this. This is one of my favorite verses. "Why do you ask my name, seeing it is wonderful?" And we know that one of Jesus' names, Isaiah said one of Jesus' names was wonderful. It is wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And here Jesus is actually saying, I am called wonderful.
Okay, now let me give you something here that I've seen in Scripture so often. I've seen two things. A lack of people asking a second question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who says, well, you just got one shot now. I mean, hey, we're in the supernatural now. There's an angel here. And you've only got one, quote, magic question. And you better ask the right one. Hey, they conversed with the angels.
Mm.
See, there was conversation and instruction and direction going on here.
That's right.
And many of you, I know, have had some contact with the supernatural, and you got so freaked out that you, and later on you said, oh, why didn't I think of that? Why didn't I ask? Let me tell you, one question will lead to another question. All of a sudden, now we're talking about relationship.
Yes.
Here we're talking about relationship.
That's right. We sure are.
Between God and man, his man.
Amen. In the 19th verse, Manoah took the kid with the grain offering and offered it on the rock to the Lord. Now, here he's saying the Lord. He knows. He knows he's just been talking to the Lord. And he performed wonders while Manoah and his wife looked on. I'll tell you, when you truly believe in Jesus, when you believe that he is going to bring to pass what you've asked, you're going to see wonders. Wonders, supernatural wonders before you, and miracles. And it came about when the flame went up from the altar, oh, praise God, toward heaven, that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. And when Manoah and his wife saw this, they fell on their faces to the ground. I'll tell you, when you truly know it's Jesus, you're going to fall down and worship him. And now the angel of the Lord appeared no more to Manoah and his wife, and Manoah knew that he was the angel of the Lord. He was Jesus.
You know, I used to go out in my old Ford, and I'd tip the seat back, and I'd take communion, I'd pray in the Spirit, and I'd begin to talk to the Lord because there were things in Scripture. I was searching out the depths of Scripture. And one day I was asking the questions that came to my natural mind. And all of a sudden, Barbara, I ran out of questions. And then I realized, and see, and this is one of the ways of God. I want to just give this. This is the million-dollar nugget, so listen carefully. I wasn't out of answers. I was out of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew the Lord said, if you ask, I'll respond. Ask and it shall be given unto you. That's what the word says. Well, I've been asking for quite a period of time. All of a sudden, it seemed like I've just exhausted in my natural mind, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, now you've been asking one question at a time about things you want to know. Why don't you ask for a quantity discount? It's exactly what he said to me. Why don't you ask for a bundle of questions on this particular area? So now I use that all the time. I'll say something like this. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, I pray and ask that you would give me all of the questions pertaining to this one area of knowledge that I want here. And it does say in the Old Testament, my people perish for lack of knowledge. It says, my children perish for lack of knowledge. Well, you can have godly knowledge if you ask the Holy Spirit to lead you into all truth, which he's very willing to do. And that's one of his assignments by Father God, is to do that. So when you want to know, ask God to give you the questions so that you don't ask dumb questions, because that's always a concern of us in our natural minds. Well, I might ask a dumb question. In fact, a few months ago, we had the wonderful privilege of interviewing Dr. Spiro Zodiotis, the man that brought us the Greek-Hebrew study Bible and broke out all the Strong's numbers and renderings right in the Scripture. We felt really intimidated because I was saying before the broadcast, and I was praying the day before, God, help me not to ask a dumb question. This man's time is so valuable. And we so deeply respect this man. Well, what about when you talk to God? Sometimes we say, like I said a while ago, if I would have just thought to ask this question while I had him there, I would have asked that question. Well, ask the Lord. Ask Holy Spirit. Give me the questions. Because I'll tell you, folks, there's a secret here. In the question is bound up the answer. And
that's
when
right.
That tumbles out for you, you will be a different person.
That's right. Praise God. And we see that going back to Genesis a little bit, when Jacob was running for his life because he thought that Esau was going to kill him after he took the birthright and the blessing from his father, which normally belonged to the firstborn, but Esau gave it away. And it was Jacob's. And Jacob was running to his uncle's, Uncle Laban's ranch to work for him. And in Genesis 28:12, the angels were descending and ascending in a dream that he had. And